A young man with his family flees political persecution in Iran, while another young woman runs away from an arranged marriage to a 60-year-old man. On the other side of the world, they fall in love and begin a new life, only to be separated by the government saying their marriage is not enough reason for them to stay together. The struggle to keep their relationship leads them to discover the love and support of neighbors and strangers in their adopted city. Sounds like a good story, doesn't it? This is not the plot of a fictional novel, but, in fact, a new book, Under the Same Sky, where Mojgan Shamsalapour and Millard Jafari tell their true story. I spoke to Millard Jafari about the book.
This book is actually regards to the details of what actually brought us here in Australia with my wife. And part of the book, it contains all the suffering and waiting and appealing to have some freedom in Australia. And the journey coming here by boat, and it includes also my Mojgan and my parents, and the life that we experienced in Iran. And basically, it's some bit of everything really in our life here in Australia, and also in our home country, Iran.
A bit of politics, a bit of a love story.
Well, yeah, it's really. Very complicated journey, you know. My parents and I, we came here in Australia in 2010, and we had our own problems in Iran. And I met my wife in 2012 in Australia in Brisbane community, and so she had a different life in Iran as well. So part of really important of this book is when my wife got separated from me while we were married, and she was in Australia. For all those reasons, I think this is a great book to read, and I think it just tells the story of two refugees who fled their home country because of two different reasons, and they ended up not having the freedom they always dreamed of, even though it was a free country in Australia.
Mm. So your wife Mojgan, when she was close to finishing her Australian Year 12 certificate, she was removed from living with you and put into detention, first in Brisbane and then in Darwin.
Yeah, so exactly what happened here was Mojgan started her high school in Australia from the year 10, and while she was doing that, she was in community, and then when she got into year 11, she got detained in Brisbane Detention Centre, and from all those requests and, you know, please, we had to ask the government to let her to continue her studies. So they did allow her to do that through detention center in Brisbane for 8 months. And then it was just like 3 months to finish her high school, to, you know, grab her graduation certificate. They removed her from Darwin. They separated her from me, from her support network, from, you know, her family and everything. So they moved her to Darwin, where her brother already was, and the condition in Darwin obviously was much, much more worse than we thought. So yeah, that's what happened, and she stayed there for another 11 months, I think.
Let us not forget that today is also a celebration. Mojgan, despite all odds, has completed her Year 12 studies, and she will get her Queensland certificate. In a few days, we will finally celebrate completing our 12 years of schooling. But Mojgan will not. Our colleague, our friend, our sister will not.
What do we want?
Free Mojgan!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Free Mojgan!
When do we want it?
Now!
Those clips you just heard were recorded by me at a rally in November 2015 outside Yeronga High School, where Mojgan's teachers and fellow students protested against her removal to detention. It's interesting because she was removed from her support network, you said, but the teachers at her school, Yeronga High School, and the students came out and really supported her. Was that something that you expected?
Well, I never expected something like that to happen, but because it was quite shocking for everyone, because Mojgan have always dreamed of becoming a midwife, have always been very hardworking in her school work, and she has been always helping and being kind to other people. And that's what makes difference here. We need these kind of people in Australia. I think my wife is one of them. She always cared about everyone, always wanted to help, always wanted to volunteer, always wanted to continue to study hard and become something so she can help the Australian society. Now, because of the situation, she actually worked hard, even though she was in detention. She grabbed all these A's and B's from her marks in the school while she was doing year 11. And when she was removed from Brisbane, everything was shocking to me and to the school community, because we have a lot of students in similar situation in our school where we used to go to. And they understood us, and all the teachers, they understood us. So they thought this is the time to stand up for someone like many other people. So they did, and it was very surprisingly bravery of them. And they were the reason, you know, I could have not done this without them, you know, without Jessica Walker, who was just a teacher. She just became an angel to me, like to our family, to my family. And she gave me the strength to stand for my rights, for my wife's rights. And so we stood up and, you know, fought for that freedom. And I'm glad that we did, because that was a very unfair decision which was made by the Department of Immigration.
So the situation now for you and Mojgan is no longer in detention, but also hasn't been given a permanent partner or protection visa. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. So she has been granted a six-month visa from July this year, and it's going to be due on the 14th of December. And, you know, really, we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know whether they're going to grant her another 6 months or they're going to give her another certainty. But this is really a big pain for us, and it's actually making our life decision harder. But our life, it hasn't been stopped. Our life hasn't been interrupted by that piece of paper which allows Mojgan to stay. We have been enjoying our life. We have been working hard. I have been working hard. I'm getting my citizenship, hopefully, by the end of this year. And, you know, Mojgan is really focused on her studies, really focused on her life. And we've just got our own home. And, you know, she's just living her dream life, and that's what we want. We're living at the present. We're not thinking about future, what's going to happen, or what happened to us in the past.
And your story now is out there for everyone to share. Can you tell us, how can people get the book?
They can get the book online and also from the bookstores. All these department stores will sell the book as well.
Okay, thanks very much, Malad.
That's all right, no problem. Thank you for calling me, and thank you for hearing our story.